This is GQDN for Monday, October 23rd, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By patreon.com/groupquest. By stackup.org. And now, by swiftenergy.gg. If you want something to drink, go to swiftenergy.gg. Select your flavor. When you go to the checkout line for the promo code QUEST, you will get 25% off for your purchase. That's swiftenergy.gg for 25% off. Put in the promo code QUEST in the checkout line. In today's news, we have some UK sales. We have an NVIDIA rumor. And we got some Spider-Man for you because, hey, why not? That released there last week. But we're not going to talk about that just yet because what is coming is via wowhead.com. And we know that BlizzCon is on the way. But on X, World of Warcraft did say, don't mind us, we're just finishing up some of BlizzCon decor. But some of that may tease the next expansion. So, will that happen? Curious is curious is curious. But that's not the only thing that they did. They're also working on Diablo 4 still. And in fact, according to PC Gamer, they did halt Diablo 4 trading again. And that's because players are taking advantage of the new duplication exploit. So, here's what community manager Rich Bendugi did write on the Blizzard forums. Quote, we've suspended player trading on Diablo 4 until further notice due to a duplication exploit. We're working on a fix to amend this issue and we'll update you once we've reinstated the ability to trade. We will continue to monitor this activity to ensure a healthy playing experience for all. Any account that engages gold and item duplication exploits will be actioned in accordance with our end user license agreement. So, you could be banned for, quote, any in-game item created or copying by exploiting a design flaw, undocumented problem, or program bug in the platform. Suspensions can happen, bans can happen. It just depends on a case-by-case basis. So, some people on Reddit was a bit surprised that trading could happen within the game, but it does happen. Now, World of Warcraft, via GamesRadar.com, did have its hardcore class, and hunters may not like it. Now, in a press release, Blizzard did say that the worst class for the UK players in its RPG is the hunters. That because of the stats, it was revealed what the deadliest place that you could visit in World of Warcraft Classic. Oh, this is bad wording, but by the article. But they did say that the statistics have not been kind to the hunters. And they were revealing that the highest death percentage of any class, 41% of the UK players who chose the class did end up dying. In fact, what Blizzard told the players is, quote, the hunter is often seen as a safe class, but beware, as looks can be deceiving. So, players may not like that. But some may be getting some help with that. Because, according to PC Games N, Blizzard did acknowledge an idea that Yoshida did bring up. Yes, it's the same Yoshida that did make Final Fantasy 16. So, could we actually see a Diablo 4 and Final Fantasy 16 crossover? Well, Yoshida was talking to the FanFest in London that did take place over the weekend, and he did have some interest in a Diablo 4 crossover, but he was not sure on how it would work. Now, here's what Yoshida said. As you all know, Diablo has quite the hardcore graphics outlook in terms of the world. In terms of rating, it might be a bit difficult. Of course, on the other hand, we don't really want to disappoint fans of the Diablo franchise as well. If we go for a softer version of Diablo and Final Fantasy XIV, I hate Roman numerals. Maybe that's not what people want. So, maybe there is some interest there. Or maybe there's some interest in another game. Because according to PC Games again, Diablo 4 and Path of Exile has a new rival. And it is called Last Epoch, which does have some more classes and items. And now has a release date. Now, that release date is February 21st, 2024. And that is going to be pretty, pretty interesting. Because they do have the runes of power, and they said that it's September 7th. But the 11th hour CEO, which is also the Last Epoch director, Judd Cobbler, did say that the game Last Epoch should have the best elements of individual ARPGs and combine them. And that would almost be a direct rival to Diablo 4. Because they are boasting more classes, unique items, and talent trees. And that's after an early access period with updates and tweaking, which does have it in the world that they call Eterra. In fact, what he said was, quote, Last Epoch's 1.0 launch will mark a new beginning for Eterra and will set a new bar for quality, polished gameplay feel, and visual excellence. Beyond 1.0, 11th hour games will be substantial new content to Last Epoch every few months in what we call cycles. These releases will contain additions and refinements to many aspects of the game, such as in-game content, skills, unique items, gameplay systems, quality of life features, and etc. So here we go. Now, according to Polygon.com, Spider-Man 2 is now the fastest selling first-party game, they're saying, ever? Well, some of the metrics do have them as, quote, fastest selling PlayStation Studio game in PlayStation history in the first 24 hours. Because Monday, it had sold more than 2.5 million copies of Spider-Man 2 on its launch day, October 20th. Here's what Eric Lampel, the Senior Vice President of Global Marketing, did say. On behalf of Sony Entertainment Interactive, I want to say thank you to the fans. We truly hope you're enjoying your time playing as Peter and Miles in this amazing adventure. That's what he said in a news release. Now, they also had quite the time for God of Ragnarok last year, and it looks like they're having quite the time with Spider-Man 2 this go-round. And as proof, PlayStationLifestyle.net did say, in the UK, Governor, Spider-Man 2 is the fourth biggest physical launch of 2023, and they beat Super Mario Bros. Wonder to the top spot of retail there last week. Now, we'll get to the digital sales here in a few minutes, but we have some other stuff to get to. But for now, GameIndustry.biz did say that Spider-Man 2's physical sales are only sitting behind Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, EA Sports FC 24, and Hogwarts Legacy. That's pretty big company. Pretty big company. Now, we start to look into the future, going back to PCGamesN.com, and they're saying that City Skylines 2 could be possible. Now, both Paradox and Colossal Order were confirming that City Skylines 2 can be possible. And they were stating that you'd have to wait until launch day to get the city builder. Now, PC Games N is saying that City Skylines 2 download size is larger than what the game maker originally announced. In fact, you can have your own cities in City Skylines 2, and it'll be the sequel to City Skylines 1. So we shall see what happens. In fact, here's what they said. Quote, we heard how much you wanted to be able to preload the game in preparation for tomorrow. You can now preload on Steam and Microsoft Store. Now, instead of 50 gigabytes, the game will take up 60 gigabytes on your hard drive. And that will make it 15 times larger than the original game. So it's a little bit bigger. You might be able to play it on this, though. Well, maybe. Because TheVerge.com did say that NVIDIA might have an RTX 480 Super video card with 20 gigabytes of VRAM. Yep, I said that. And that's according to a video card's report. Because the hardware leakers were pretty... Well, they were doing some teasing, some information about the RTX 4080 and the RTX 4070 supercards. Now, NVIDIA did cancel the 12 gigabyte variant of the RTX 4080 about a year ago, and they did bring up the RTX 4070 Ti earlier this year. But the rumors are swirling that they'll be creating a 20 gigabyte version of the RTX 4080. It's also rumored to be shipping with 320-bit memory bus, and the 4070 will have a 256-bit memory bus card. And the 4070 could have 16 gigabytes of VRAM. We'll see. Now we get to those sales, because the UK sales did become available. And number one, Marvel Spider-Man 2. Number two, Super Mario Brothers Wonder. And the third spot is the EA Sports FC 24, then Sonic Superstars, then Assassin's Creed Mirage, then Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, Red Dead Redemption, Hogwarts Legacy, Minecraft, and Nintendo Switch Sports. That's the top 10. Now you know that. But we leave you today with a little bit of song. Dottie Sports did say that the new band boy Heartsteel did drop a debut single called Paranoia. And that's all part of League of Legends. Huh? Because that's League of Legends' newest boy band called Heartsteel. And they went to the global music stage today, and they did debut a single called Paranoia. And that song already has over 800,000 views on YouTube. Interesting. Very interesting. That's all right. Well done by them. But we will be back here again tomorrow for more gaming news. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.